Hey guys, Austin and Monica popping in here real quick before this episode gets going because we want to talk to you about something that we are going to be running throughout the month of May.
We have literally talked to hundreds of people and asked them what the number one thing is holding them back from becoming a digital nomad, and they have all answered with questions like this. How can I turn a new skill into a job that supports my travels? Or what do digital nomads even do for work? Where do I even begin? Or how can I actually make money online?
So many people are lacking direction and clarity in getting started to work online, and this is going to lead to missed opportunities and what's known as analysis paralysis, which basically just means you're getting stuck researching and planning instead of actually taking action.
The worst part of all this is that it's stealing away your precious time, time that you could actually be living your dream digital nomad life.
Now, we get it. Monica and I have been there before, and that's exactly why we created the Digital Nomad Kickstarter, which is this event we're putting on throughout the whole month of May, and it's designed to help any aspiring digital nomad just like you cut through the noise and find that clarity you need.
For a month, we're going to be getting together. We're going to be doing trainings to help you evaluate where you're at, put together a roadmap so that you know what kind of work you can be doing online to kickstart your digital nomad dreams.
And you know why we're doing this? It's because you deserve to not feel lost anymore. You deserve to get that freedom to go live adventurously and to have a life that's designed on your own terms.
So for more details, go to austinandmonica.com/digitalnomadkickstarter or click the link below in the show notes.
Welcome to the Profitable Nomad Couple Podcast. We're a show about growing your online business and enjoying a location-independent lifestyle, all while strengthening your relationship with your partner.
We are Austin and Monica, a husband and wife duo who run our business remotely so that we can travel the world in constant search for adventure, good food, and new friends.
We are here to share practical tips and tricks to help and encourage you wherever you may be on your digital nomad journey.
All right, let's dive in. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Profitable Nomad Couple Podcast. We are super excited you're here, and we are even more excited to be announcing that in about a month and a half from the release date of this podcast episode, Austin and I are launching a course. And this course is all about how you can take to the roads and how you can start a business and start traveling, and you can do it all with your significant other. So for the next several episodes, we are going to be giving you a little sneak peek into our course. And it's starting today with the importance of mindset.
So mindset is such a big player, you guys. You got to get your outlook on life straight, and because it's really going to influence every other thing you do. It's going to influence all your actions, all your thoughts, your responses. And so we want to cover how you can develop a stronger mindset and how you can develop one that's going to serve you and not one that's going to fight against you. So you've probably heard about mindset. You need to have a positive mindset. What the heck is this? A mindset is simply a mental attitude. It's the way you perceive life. A really common example of a mindset situation is the glass half full or half empty. That's just a really basic, like if you have a negative outlook or a negative mindset, you're going to think it's half empty versus positive mindset, you're going to think it's half full. So really it's just the way that we embrace life and move forward through it. And one key foundational aspect to this whole thing is recognizing that everyone is going to face obstacles. No one's immune to challenges and difficulties, but life's not about whether or not you have difficulties or face obstacles. It's about how you deal with them. And that's what's really going to make the difference. And so that's what mindset, that's the importance of developing a great mindset, is because you want to be able to face them and deal with them in a better way. It's all about taking ownership of what happens to you in life. And not playing the card of the victim, but playing the part of the author. Like we've talked about so many times before, you're the author of your own story. You get to write down what happens. And so you really want to be someone who acts and not just someone who lets things happen to you.
Yeah, I want to jump in here with a little bit of a disclaimer that there are really serious situations where you might be in physical danger or you might be in a situation of abuse, and we're not talking to you. If you are in that situation, please go get professional help. If you are not in those situations, however, we are talking to you. There's this really cool quote that really sums up the power of the mind, and it's by an Indian guru whose name is Swami Satchidananda, who says, "When you master your mind, you become the master of everything. When you've mastered the power of your mind, you are able to take power away from situations and other people that are beyond your control. You can totally change the course of your life simply by mastering your mindset."
Your mindset is really, really powerful, you guys. And it's a huge game changer when you're able to shift it in a way that's going to serve you and help move you forward. And so you're not fighting against your mindset the whole time.
All right, so we want to talk about a couple of different types of mindsets that you can work on mastering. And the first one is having an abundance mindset versus a scarcity mindset. So an abundance mindset is recognizing that there is enough to go around. We don't have to compete for the resources. People aren't our enemies. We can collaborate and have beautiful partnerships with others.
A really common pitfall if you are someone who lives in a scarcity mindset is you're going to be competing unnecessarily against other people. And oftentimes these people or other organizations don't even know that you're competing against them because it's often very internal. And we don't want to be competing unnecessarily for things that there's plenty of to go around. So instead of competing for things, we want to expand our opportunities and find an abundance in the things around us.
A really good example of that is, for example, a web design business. Every business needs a website. There are tons of clients to go around, but sometimes as a business owner, it's easy to look around at the other web designers who are getting tons and tons of clients and feel like they're taking them all and there are none left for you. But that's simply not true. There is such a big need for web design, meaning that there will always be enough clients for all the web designers out there.
That's such a good example because you could live in a scarcity mindset and you could be starting up a web design business and be super excited about it and then start networking and realize, you know, everyone and their dog has started a web design business. There's not going to be enough clients for me. There's not going to be enough work to make this business successful. And that's living in a scarcity mindset. That's living off of the belief that there's not enough to go around. But if you flip that around and you say, okay, yes, there are a lot of web design businesses, but how many small businesses or large businesses are there that need a website? Even more than there are web design businesses. So there's more clients out there that need the work than there are people offering it, if you look at it from that light. And so now you're entering an abundance mindset and you recognize there's plenty of people who need a website. There's millions and millions of companies who need that service and I am able to offer it. So I'm not gonna go into it trying to compete with other web designers, trying to fight for these clients. You're going to go in much more collaboratively. You're going to have a better networking with other designers, with other complementary service providers. And all in all, you're just going to feel better about the work you're doing. And you're actually going to produce higher quality work this way. Another general category of mindsets is a positive mindset versus a negative mindset. If you're living in a negative mindset, you're looking for problems. And problems are going to find you. If you're living in a positive mindset, you're not looking for problems, you're looking for solutions. In fact, if you've really embraced and you're living in this positive mentality, then when you come across problems, it's going to be exciting to you because you're not going to look at it as a problem that's holding you back and dragging you down, but you're going to look at this problem as a fun new challenge to work on. And as you work on this and overcome it, you're going to grow, you're going to learn new things. And so that's just the difference in how you're going to view these different obstacles.
Yeah, I would say to sum it up really well, a positive mindset is a deep-rooted belief that you can absolutely achieve the life you want. And then it helps you gain that motivation to keep going when life gets hard. And you have that belief so ingrained in you that when challenges come up, you know that they're there to make you a better version of yourself and to really launch you towards your goal.
So I've got a story to illustrate this point for you guys. Last summer, Monica and I had joined a softball league. And this was the first softball league that we had joined. We were playing this game, and I mean, the stakes were kind of high. I think we had two outs, and we were up at bat, and we had a couple people on bases, and we were playing against a really good team. there was one spot on the field that we knew that if we were to hit it there, we'd be able to get a couple people home. This guy who was on my team, he's kind of my coach at this point, he was telling me, he's like, Austin, you got to hit it to the middle of center field. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, this is the first time I've ever been on a softball league. I'm not very good at this sport to begin with. I don't have any idea how to control where this ball goes. My tactic has always just been to hit it as hard as I can, hope that I hit it in the first place, and then run. And so he was telling me where he wanted me to hit this ball. I'm like, I don't think I can do that, but I'll try. And so he was pointing to where he wanted me to hit the ball, and I stared at that spot on the field. And so I just kept thinking in my head, I got to hit it to the middle of center field. And I hit the ball, and that's exactly where that ball went, was the middle of center field. And I was so ecstatic to see that my ball had gone exactly where I was looking at. And then I ran, and we were able to get a couple of people home like we were wanting. I think I made it to second base. Not that important where I made it. The point of the story is I was pointing and looking at where I wanted the ball to go, and that's where it went. So the point is, you need to focus on where you want to go in life, just like I was focusing on where I wanted that ball to go in the softball game. You don't want to focus on what you want to avoid. If I had been paying attention to right field and left field and infield and all these other places that we didn't want the ball to go to, that's probably where the ball would have ended up. But instead, I was focusing on what I wanted. That's the power of a positive mindset, is you focus on where you want to go in life, not where you don't want to go. And naturally, things are going to line up, and that's where you're going to end up going.
All right. And the last mindset category we want to talk about today is a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. And this, a growth mindset, is simply understanding that you can learn and evolve as a person. You're not fixed in one place. You weren't born with a certain amount of skills and talents, and that's it. You were born with the capacity to learn and grow and evolve as a human.
Yeah, a growth mindset is knowing that you can improve at whatever you do. It's knowing that you can teach an old dog new tricks. It's not too late in the game. It's not too far gone. You have the ability to grow and learn, and you're not stuck where you are.
Yeah, if you want to take up running, for example, you have the ability to do that. It might take some work and some practice, but you have the ability to take up running. So, how do we change mindsets that are not serving us well in life and or in work? There are several different techniques that Austin and I came up with to help you kind of start working on your mindset. But I want to just throw in this little reminder here that it's going to take time. We're not going to be perfect. You're not going to wake up and decide, okay, perfect, I'm going to have a growth mindset today. And it's just going to happen. This is going to take some time. This is going to take some practice. But it is 100% possible, and I can guarantee, I can promise you that it'll make all the difference in your life.
And it's going to take some intentional work. I want to throw that in there as well. It's something very active that you need to do if you want to adopt a new mindset, because you're fighting against a well-ingrained track in your mind of how to view the world and how to respond to things, and you're trying to jump out of that rut. So it's going to take some work. But here are some things that you can do to change your mindset if it's not working for you. And if you want to have a more positive mindset or a growth mindset or an abundance mindset. First of all, you want to flip the scripts. For example, if something bad happens to you and something's not going your way, you could say, why me? Like, why is this happening to me? I can't believe I got stuck in this situation. I can't believe this is going on. Like, bah, humbug. I mean, that's a really natural and really easy way to feel about the situation. But instead, you could ask yourself, how can I make the most out of this situation? This is not an easy circumstance to be in. This is not a great card that I was dealt. But what can I learn from this?
Yeah, instead of saying, I am brand new at this job, I'm going to mess up, I'm not going to do a good job, you can say, yes, I am new, which means I will work harder than anybody else to make sure that this is the best quality work that I can produce.
You also could look at life instead of as a tragedy because something sad or hard is going on, think of it as a full-blown drama. And there might be some sad scenes or some tragic scenes in this whole story, but it's one scene and it's not the whole story itself. So you can say, yeah, I'm in the middle of a sad scene right now. But this drama also has some uplifting scenes, some encouraging scenes, some comedy scenes. And so know that those other parts are going to come.
Another way that you can change your mindset is by testing your assumptions. Typically, we tend to assume things about the world around us with very little evidence to the truth of that assumption. For example, we recently have been communicating with a client who, in writing, it really seemed that he was really dissatisfied with our work. And I actually thought that he was angry and that he was upset at us. And I was so afraid and scared and frustrated with this whole situation. So we jumped on a call to try to make amends as much as possible. And when we got on that call, we found out that he actually didn't feel angry. He wasn't upset. He knew that what was going on was actually his responsibility. And it totally changed the game for the way that I saw the situation.
If you have certain assumptions about things that are kind of bogging you down, either one, test that assumption, go have that hard conversation with somebody, or go figure out if what you feel or think about what could happen is true. Or if you're not able or willing to test your assumption, adopt a new one. Say to yourself, you know what? This might not be true, what I'm thinking about this. I'm going to think about it this other way instead. And that can totally shift things for you.
Yeah, I think it would have been so much easier on myself if I had stopped and said, well, what if our client isn't actually angry? What if written form communication isn't his strong suit? That would have brought in so much more self-confidence and peace into my life instead of stressing out about these assumptions that I had made for such a long time.
Another tip that we have for you guys, if you are looking to change your mindset, is the power of vision boards and mantras and quotes. And there's really a lot of hidden power in these things, because how we talk to ourselves can change how we perceive not only ourselves, but the world. And so if you have certain ways of talking to yourself that are more negative, that's going to carry over into every other thing that you do. But if you have these mantras and quotes that are more positive and uplifting, and they change your internal dialogue, then that's slowly over time going to start seeping into who you are and how you think about yourself and how you think about others. Vision boards, we love vision boards. There's so many different ways to do this. You could do a digital vision board. You could do a physical vision board on your wall. Having pictures of your goals and your aspirations and who you want to be and what you want to do, all those type of things in a space where you can see it every day. Again, just like your mantras and quotes, those things are going to seep into your being and you're going to have that at the forefront of your mind. Just like my softball story about focusing on where you want to go. That's what vision boards do for you, is you have this daily reminder and focus of what you're working towards and what your goals are. And then you get that drive to continue working towards those things.
Yeah, one of the biggest struggles with our internal dialogue is that it's so deep rooted in us that sometimes we're not even aware that we're speaking to ourselves that way. We're not even aware that we have a negative mindset or we have a scarcity mindset, because it's such just a part of our being. And so setting up visual reminders or having a quote or a mantra that you can repeat to yourself to kick yourself out of that mindset that you have so ingrained in you is such a great way to get out of that rut and to really move past that mindset you've been stuck on and allow a new one to take root in you. So I was listening to the Brandon Burchard podcast, and he had a really fun way to really take advantage of these mantras and quotes in your life. And that was to set yourself a reminder on your phone with your mantra as the title. And then when you're setting the time, just scroll and let it fall wherever it may be. And so you don't know when it's coming, and it'll be a different time every day. And it'll pop up, you know, at 2:12 in the afternoon, and it'll remind you that you are great and you can do this. And it was such a fun little experiment for me, because every time that my timer went off, I was able to stop what I was doing and pay attention to the thoughts that I had been thinking just prior. And most of the time, I was not being very nice to myself. So it was a really good reminder to be nice to myself and to adopt these more positive mindsets. And it really helped me continue throughout my day with this positive mindset at the forefront of my mind.
Another tip for you guys to boost your mindset and get it in a more productive space is to surround yourself with other high achievers, other people who have a similar mentality and mindset as what you would like to adopt. Because as we know, we are the sum of the people that we associate with most in life. We have a lot of the same traits and qualities and outlooks. And so if you surround yourself with people who have growth mindsets and who have abundance mindsets, that's going to, you're going to start adopting that yourself, and you're going to start seeing things that same way. One easy way to do this is you can listen to motivating podcasts. Monica was just talking about the Brendon Burchard podcast, where she learned some of these great tips. There's podcasts, you could, you know, it could be coworkers, it could be family members, it could be other business owners that you network with. It could be anybody that you are associating a lot of time with. You just want to have that influence surrounding you, because that's going to change your outlook on life. Just a general overarching reminder for you guys is you want to find out where you want to go as far as what goals you want to achieve, what type of mindset you want to adopt, and then take baby steps to get there. Just like we were saying earlier, this isn't going to happen overnight. It might take weeks, it might take months, it might take years, honestly, to change these ingrained habits of ours. It's going to take some time, it's going to take some effort, but little by little, step by step, you're going to be able to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Just keep reminding yourself of the progress you are making. The only person that you have to be better than is who you were yesterday. So that's all we have for you today. We actually are going to break this up into two episodes. So tune in next week for some practical applications of how you can use these mindsets to overcome different obstacles and to help you better your life. And for anybody who is interested in the course, we go through topics just like the one we covered today, but so much deeper. And we talk about it through the lens of business and travel and being in a relationship. So anyone who is interested, head down to our show notes and get on the wait list, where you will receive some really good perks.
Thanks for listening and sticking around to the end of this episode. We really appreciate you being here.
If you're interested in starting and growing your online business so that you can live as a digital nomad, then grab our free list of online business ideas to help you get started. You'll find it in the link below.
See you next time.